This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe. I'm the founder and editor of the New Books Network. I've published several academic books, and one of the things I found frustrating is my inability to get them picked up in the press. There really is no PR service specifically oriented toward academic books. Recently, however, I had the opportunity to work with a PR firm in New York, RLM, on a book that I recently published. And I have to say, they did a remarkable job at a very low price. And this got me thinking. I wonder if the New Books Network and RLM could provide a service that would promote academic books. So the folks at RLM and I put our heads together and we came up with a package. It is specifically targeted toward people like you, people who write academic books. So if you're interested, you should go to the NBN website and click publish your book, and there you'll find some information about the services that the NBN and RLM are offering. What we really want to do is provide you with value for money. As far as we know, no such service exists. This is the first of its kind, and we really hope it is successful, and we hope that it helps you get the word out about your academic book.
Welcome to the New Books Network.
My father was also a Swiss guard, and when I was a young boy, he told us a lot of stories about his time, about stories from Italy, from Rome.
In 2013, following his father's footsteps, David Geiser enlisted in the Swiss Guard of Vatican City. He was Catholic, Swiss, unmarried, and had finished his national service. Today, 10 years later, he is happily married, with his first baby on the way, and he's a successful chef with his own cooking studio and TV show. He reflects back on his years at the Apostolic Palace in Rome, on Almost Good Catholics. Welcome to Almost Good Catholics, usually a conversation about theology and apologetics, though today we are talking more about religion and culture. I'm your host, Chris Odenitz, and I get to ask interesting people about the big questions. And I invite you to email me at almostgoodcatholics@gmail.com. Today, I am honored to speak with David Geiser, who used to be a Swiss guard at the Vatican in his 20s. It's the oldest and smallest army in the world. And currently, in his 30s, he is a chef de cuisine, and an author. His books include Buon Appetito, The Vatican Cookbook, The Vatican Christmas Cookbook, and also The Lenten Cookbook. He has recently opened his own cooking studio in Wermatsfeld, Switzerland, near Zurich. He also has a beautifully produced cooking YouTube channel called Is Cooking Time, and I tried out his yellow curry recipe from the channel last week, and it was delicious, and my family loved it. So welcome, David, to the show, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Chris.
It's my great pleasure. So it's morning here in California. It's afternoon in Switzerland. Would you tell us a bit about your childhood in Switzerland? And was the Catholic faith a big part of your family experience?
Yes, I had a beautiful time as a boy. I have two brothers, Simon and Benjamin. And yes, in our family, it was always that we prayed together before we eat, for example, or before we go to bed. And yes, I had really a wonderful time, and my whole life is perfect. I'm very happy. I have a wonderful wife. Soon we get our first baby. So,
oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. So I'm very, very happy and thankful for all these chances and all these moments which I had.
Yeah. Now, did you, how did you get to wish to become a Vatican guard? Is this a common desire among the boys you knew growing up?
Yes, my father was also a Swiss guard. And when I was a young boy, he told us a lot of stories about his time, about stories from Italy, from Rome, about her duties about the Vatican, of course, also about the Pope. He was also there 1981 on the 7th May, or I'm not sure which date in the May, on
May,
the
May 13th or something like that.
Yeah, May 13th, right? The attempt to the John Paul II, and he told us also a lot of stories about this sad point in the Vatican. And yes, it was always a dream. And when I was older, we went also to Rome. I saw all the guard. I saw the Vatican with the connection to my father. We had the possibility to see all the things inside the Vatican, the garden, the Swiss guard. And yes, after this moment, it was clear for me to go one time to the Swiss guard. And after 18, I decided to make an apprentice like a chef.
Mm-hmm.
Made these 3 years, then I went to the army, and then it was clear to go to Rome, to the Vatican, to the Swiss Guard.
Yeah, and this is a very special role reserved only for Swiss men.
That's right.
Is this because Switzerland is always neutral and so not politically involved in all the games of the big countries?
That's right now also a point, but I think it goes back to the story, to the history. And 1506, we had the Sacco di Roma, and all other guards from the Pope went away, and only the Swiss fight till in the dead and protect the Holy Father. And from this point, the Swiss guard or the Swiss people was always the most close army, the most bodyguards from the Holy Father, from the Vatican, and from history. Is this like it is today? And I think it's important that Switzerland is neutral today, but it's not the point that we are the Swiss guard, and that this duty is only for Swiss people. It's from the history.
Okay, I did not know that, and I'm a historian. A historian of Spain, so I know this Sacco di Roma, the Sack of Rome, is from the war between Spain and Charles V and Francis the First of France, and there's a very long and bloody war. And the French and the Spanish fought over Italy. And because of one of the Spanish commanders had been killed, and everything went a little crazy. And so they sacked the Vatican in 1527. It was very shameful and a big, big problem for Charles V. And it actually, this terrible sack led to sort of a renewed friendship between the Pope and the Emperor. Because of that embarrassment. But I had never heard of that story. So thank you for explaining that.
Welcome.
Now, Switzerland also has an unusual tradition because, which we know here in the United States, where we talk about guns all the time. In Switzerland, am I correct that every man has to serve in the army, and then every man has a rifle at home that he keeps very securely just in times of need? So sort of every Swiss citizen is also a citizen soldier. Is that true?
Yes, it's more or less true. Every man should go in Switzerland to the army, but not everyone can go. If you have something that you don't feel you are enough strong or something like this, you don't have to go. But every man have to go to the recruiting day. Mm-hmm. And there we have a lot of tests, sport tests, psychologic tests, sea tests, 2 days only tests. And if a doctor think this man is not ready to go to the army, then you don't mm-hmm. have to go. But all other men have to go to the army. And if you don't go and say you don't want to go or something, then you have to pay every year, and it's also then not so easy to leave the army, because it's more or less you should go or you have to go. That's right.
Okay, and Switzerland, even though we think of it as a small country, it's not that small. There's 8 million people in Switzerland, so probably, you know, a million young men or so, and yet there's only 135 guards in the Vatican, if I'm correct about that number. So is it a very difficult selection process? Are there far more candidates than positions?
Yes, you have to ask to go to the Swiss Guard. It's not that it's like a normal job. You have also from the Swiss, we are in the Vatican a police, not an army, because it for a Swiss person, it's not allowed to go to another country to an army. This is forbidden. So in our rules in Switzerland, is the Swiss Guard not the army or not the smallest army from the world? We are a special, we are special cops, special agents like this. We are a police, yes, a police. Yeah. And if you want to go, you have to, at first to write a letter that you want to go. Then you have to do a lot of things. You have to be Swiss. You have to be Catholic. You have to be a minimum size of 1.74 meters. You have to do a lot of sport tests, psychological tests, IQ tests. And on the end, if all is fine, you have one day with the commander in the Switzerland, with the other selection, and the commander look all these young boys or young men, and if he is agree with all, then you go to the Vatican, and in the Vatican you have again 6 weeks or 7 weeks recruiting school with a lot of things. Train again to shoot, train again to fight, learn Italian, learn the important people, learn how to walk in the uniform, and all these things you learn in these 6-7 weeks then after. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So 1.74 meters, everyone knows in the world, but in America, we don't know that. That is about 5'8". Yeah.
Okay.
So not an army so much as a police force, or rather a secret service and a palace guard.
Yes.
And this training, 6 to 7 weeks, is that in Switzerland or are you already in Italy?
A part is in Switzerland and the rest is in the Vatican.
Aha. And what are you training for in addition to using your weapons, perhaps firearms, but also you carry these very large halberds, these weapons? And
these halberds, they are not a weapon in the Vatican or for a Swiss Guard. This is only a presentation. So a lot of people think maybe we will train to fight with them or anything like this, but this is impossible in a time today with guns and other weapons. So we are, also at first we have the training in the Swiss Army. Everyone have to meet the army before you can go to the Swiss Guard. So everyone should or have to know how to shoot, how to fight, the normal things. But then we have again much more trainings. So again with the pistol, again with other fire weapons, again train to shoot, again train, very important to fight or to defense, and also very important first security. We have on the Peter Square, for example, on the audience, a lot of people for emergencies like problems with the heart, problems with the sun or something like this. And so you have also know how to help.
Yeah, like first aid.
First aid.
Yeah. Okay. So is that the main problem? Is, you know, an older person standing in the sun needs your help, or are you always on the lookout for some suspicious persons or possible terrorists and that sort of thing?
Right. It's not our duty to help at first the people or old people which are down or something. But if you are near, and for example the Pope is not here and it's before the audience and we are still ready and someone near to you needs your help, you should also know how to help for the first 1-2 minutes. After maybe the ambulance or what else will come to help, and on the square you have also a lot of people which are there for first aid, but you should also know a little bit how it works, or in an emergency if something or a terrorist, or if you have problems or if you have to shoot or something, you should also know how you can after help your comrade or maybe other people or something. So it's important to train also the first aid. It's one part of a lot of parts should train, or which you have to train.
So everyone knows the Swiss Guards by sight because they are dressed in these beautiful Renaissance uniforms that are made of yellow and blue and orange striped cloth with red feathers on the helmets. But are you also in plain clothes, sort of moving secretly among the people as well, or is that not part of your job?
At first, it's important to know this is only one uniform. We have different uniforms. We have also one like a police in blue. We have the suits. The Swiss Guards near to the Pope, for example, if the Pope is in the Papamobile, make his giro on the square. The people in black really near to the Holy Father, they are also Swiss Guard, but they are not in this uniform. And all the people think, oh, this is maybe a secret service or bodyguards or what else, but this is also the Swiss Guard. Or if you see picture with the Pope in the US with maybe Trump or Obama or something, also the Swiss Guard is there, but not in these special uniforms. In a normal suits like and the Secret Service or something like this.
Yeah, and did you travel yourself with the Holy Father?
I was too young. After, I was only 2 years there, and for travel and other things, this is a privilege for the older Swiss Guards.
Yeah, and is it normal that you leave after 2 or 3 years, or are you encouraged to stay? How many people stay a long time? How many people stay a short time?
The minimum is 2 years. I would say 70% go after the 2 years. Then as third year, make maybe again 10%, and the other 20%, they make a career in the Swiss Guard. And if you rest a third year, you can make a diploma for an international security. And a lot of people go off to the police or to the army in Switzerland. And so you can need this third year, or it's a big point for your career. For me, it was clear to go back in the kitchen or in the gastronomic. So, and I wrote this book, and with all the tournée and travels and all this, it was for me not possible to make a third year. And I had my girlfriend in Switzerland, and I promised her to come back, and she's now my wife. So
yeah, she was waiting.
It was always clear, right, 2 years to go.
Yeah. Did she come and visit, or did your parents come and visit, or your brothers while you were there?
A lot of time. It's with the airplane, 1 hour.
Yeah.
More or less. So it's not far away. With the car, it's also possible in 8 hours, 8-9 hours. So it's far away for Switzerland, but for Europe people or for US people, I think it's really near 8-9 hours in a car.
Right. That's like, for me, that's like going from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
Yes.
it's very close. Okay. So do you have interesting stories? Did you see any occasions where you had to help someone in need or stop some troublemaker or things like that?
Yes, of course. If you are 2 years in the Vatican as a Swiss guard, you have a lot of situation which you have to help, or some strange people, or people they think she are Jesus or Petrus, or have to go to the Pope and it's very important, or other people they try to go in the Vatican with power, with force, I don't know.
Oh yeah, to force their way in without permission.
Yeah, without permission, and then you have to stop or to fight is maybe the wrong word, but to fight with these people to defend the entry or something. This is normal. It's not daily normal, but in 2 years, it's...
Yeah. Once a month maybe, or what?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, and are they just... sort of too enthusiastic, or are they really crazy, or are they up to...
Normally crazy, normally too enthusiastic, too much fans. Also on the square, if also young people jump about the barrier near to the Pope, normally this is, they are not attempts. Maybe they are sometimes 10 or 12, or I don't know. But on the end, in a time today, you don't know, maybe they have something. So you have to be always, even if it is a kid or something, you have to be ready and to protect. And if you have to use something, you have to use something. It's the job.
Yeah. Did you get injured? Did someone punch you in the face or things like that?
Yes, I get also one or two times something like this.
Oh, no. this weekend, as I was thinking about our interview, I watched a documentary film from National Geographic called Inside the Vatican. And they showed that there's some 20 to 25 kilometers of tunnels underneath the Vatican. Do you go down there and look for suspicious things?
I saw, of course, a lot of things, and you're right. In the Vatican, you can see a lot of things. Also, for example, the way from the Vatican to the Castel D'Angelo,
Castel D'Angelo.
Yeah, exactly. For example, this secret way, you can walk this way. Of course, only if you know someone, or if you have a permission, not for a tourist or something. But and also our casern is near to the wall, or also part of the wall. So it's daily business.
Yeah. Did you get to speak with the Pope at all? Did he stop and say hello? He's all on television. He always stops and shakes everyone's hand. Did you have stand guard over his chambers at night or something like that? And do you have any Pope Francis encounters?
It's different from your duty. Sometimes you have the possibility on one day to shake four times with him the hand and have a small talk, or other times it's possible from your duty that you are on the entry, or I don't know, in the palace or something, and you see him 2 weeks not. So it's very different, and every day is another day, and every day is another program. So every guard will see the Pope, every guard have an audience with the Pope. Also, if he go away, you have an audience and all. And the rest is a little bit more lucky or unlucky, but you see him a lot of time, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And is it different, or were there anything about him that surprised you, that you know, that nobody else would know, that you're like, wow, this is very interesting. I learned something more beautiful about the Holy Father than I would have imagined, or anything like that.
Of course, also in a night duty, for example, or in the morning at 4 or 5, when he stand up, if you have the first meeting with the Holy Father and you're the first person you in the morning, which speak with the Holy Father. These are very special moments. But I don't like to speak too much about this because I think this is not for. This is a big privilege, and you don't should say this in the whole world. A little bit private.
Okay. What are some of your favorite things about your duty there? What did you enjoy most?
Difficult question.
Yeah.
My free time when I go to eat pizza in a room with the friends.
Okay. Tell me about the free time. First of all, how much time are you on duty and how much time are you off duty? Is it sort of 12 hours on, 12 hours off, or hours on, 16 off?
This is a question which I can't answer because all about duty and is secret, but I can say it's like a normal job, like a normal police job, for example. If you have duty, you have duty, and you have to be ready. You don't should drink anything. If you have free, for example, in the afternoon, if you are free or in the evening, you can go out, you can do what you like, you can go to your room and look television, for example, if you like this, or play a game. I don't like this in my free time in Rome because I think this is a little bit sad, but the other Swiss guard like this. I loved to go out to see new places, maybe also with the car away to Napoli or I don't know, out of Rome. And yes, you have all three times important. Normally you have to be in before midnight if you have duty before six. And I think this is more or less right because this is only 6 hours rest and maybe 5 hours sleep. And if you should be on the next day ready with weapon and all these things, it's not right, I think, if you go, for example, for party out till four in the morning and on six you should go on your make your job. And this is the only point where you are maybe not so free, but for example, if you have on the next day free, you can also rest longer than midnight out. That's not a problem.
Yeah. And these are 20-year-old young men. So maybe some of them want to stay up late and sleep all day. And
yeah.
Yeah. Did you go often on your trips by yourself to Naples, or did you go with, you know, some new comrades?
I went a lot of time with friends to the sea. Because you are in 1 hour, 40 minutes with the car by the sea. So, yes, I love to go to the sea or to other places. Long trips, like, for example, Napoli or other big countries, you made this one time. Because if you went to Napoli, you look the city and you don't go 1 week later again to Napoli and look again the same city. This I made this always one time.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have also 3 days rest and we can also go out and don't have to come back. So we can also make a longer trip, for example, to go to Sicily or something like something in the south or something in the north. This is all possible.
Yeah, and
it's like a normal job. And if you have free, you are free. And if you have to work, you have to work. And you sleep in a caserne like in an army. But it's not like an army. You have to stay 24 hours on the army area and you can't go out maybe to drink a beer out, but only 3 hours. And then you have to go back. Even if you have free, you can leave the Vatican in the morning and came back in the night. This is all possible.
Yeah. And from that same documentary film I watched last weekend, they made it look that the guards enjoy going to the gym and playing sports. And they also have a music room to play music.
That's right.
Yeah.
I play music. I played piano, but you don't need this for the Swiss guard because you need instruments which are easier to transport and I was not in this group.
Yeah, is it the Swiss Guard who play for the Holy Father, play the anthem of Vatican City and things
like that? Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. What do you do when you're standing very still for very many hours? What do you think about? Are you praying? Are you sort of thinking about cooking? Are you dreaming of Switzerland and your future wife? What are you thinking about when you stand so still for so long?
Also, at first, you made this normally only the first 3-4 months, the young people. Mm-hmm. After you, if you get your tests and all, you make other jobs. And so these are the young Swiss guards. And you don't train this. If you have your first day and you make this the first time, you didn't train this. And it's at first you think maybe, wow, this is crazy to stay 1 hour or 2 hours and very difficult. But if you made this, it's not so difficult. You think about so much things. These hours or the hour days very fast away. Or if you out, for example, it's only also a lot of people think the Swiss guard make only this stay and don't speak. Only two guards stay on two entrance. This is important. All other Swiss guard in the duty make other things, but the whole world think that this is the main duty from the Swiss guard to mm-hmm. stay there. So again, only on two entrance, one person and one person stay with the hellebard there.
Really? And that's amazing. That's exactly what I thought. I thought most of you were standing as very visible guardsmen for much of the day and night, but not so, just a couple.
No, and in the night, nobody stay with the hellebard. It's not only a honor to the Holy Father. This we call them Ehrenwache. I think the name in English is Honor Guard.
Honor Guard, okay.
On this position, you see so much, for example, on the entrance from the Peter's Church, all the people go down and make pictures, and they want to make a good picture from the Swiss Guard, and every 10 minutes, someone from ASEAN with the camera is looking and focus the Swiss Guard and don't see the steps and fall down, for example, and so much things. So this hour is so fast, and mm-hmm. it's not so difficult, and you think about so much things about your life, about kitchen in my or about yes, about things, for example, even what you can do better or for you, or yes,
yeah. Yeah,
meditation.
Yes, and your thoughts wander, and the brain is a big and mysterious place. So that's super interesting. Does that mean when you're standing as honor guard, is that the only time you wear the very colorful uniform and everyone else is not?
No, this is not. No. For example, also on these two entrants, you have a chef, or not a chef,
a sergeant
or something. Yeah. It's not a sergeant. It's also a hellebardier, but a posten chef, the chef of an area.
Yeah, in this case, we would say chief. It's funny about English, because we think chef has to do with the kitchen, but it's just a French word that means chief or boss.
Okay. Yeah, it's the chief from the area, and yeah. This chief can move. They can speak with the people. They can also make pictures if you like. Sometimes you don't like the tourist, and again the tourist, and again the same question. So maybe it seems sometimes that two people stay there in silence, but this is not true, and maybe only because he don't want to speak or to move too lot. But only this, and a lot of our other entrants with the cars or something, you are else in this beautiful color or in the palace or on other positions. Yes, it's not only these two.
you have the freedom to, you know, to shake hands with people and smile and take pictures with children, or because, you know, there are, for example, the guards outside of the, in England, for instance, outside the palace, they're not supposed to move, or we have something like that in Washington where the guards who are standing by the tomb of President Kennedy, like they're not supposed to move or blink or show a facial expression or anything like that. Not
right.
So for you.
And this is not in the, this is only these two, with the halberd for the honor, uh-huh. And all other can move, can make picture. If it's possible, you are the chief from this area. If you think you can control your area and you make picture and it's possible, then you can make picture. I made always with kids.
Yeah.
Picture. And if you think, hey, it's too much and maybe, you know, some important people came soon and other things, then it's better you don't make picture, because if you start to make picture, all want to make a picture, and you have to, on the end, you have to control your post, and this is your duty, and how you make this is more or less your choose.
Oh, so interesting. Okay. And you're Swiss, right? So you speak German and French and Italian, and obviously you speak English, and everybody can come and say, may I take a photo? And or nowadays they would say, may I have a selfie?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, okay. So 2 years probably passed very quickly, and you were ready to go back and be a chef and see your family and your fiancé. Do you wish it were longer? Did you have a desire to stay or no?
It was, I think, of course, about a third year, but I promised to go back. I love my family here, my wife, of course, my friends. I missed all them. So it was clear. And when I was back, maybe one or two times, you think maybe it would be cool to make the third year or something and also get your honored medal, and mm-hmm. You get then also a medal, especially.
Yes.
But I have here a beautiful life. I have my own cooking studio, my TV shows, all. And this is also the point, I went to the right time, and mm-hmm. I have here also a beautiful life, and I'm very happy about this.
Yeah. And so, what do, did you keep many friends from that period? Do you know, your comrades from those 2 years? Do you stay in touch with them? Do you know what happened?
Of course, I stay in touch with them, and I have a lot of good friends. The point is, after your time, they go also back, and they are in the whole country on different places. So for Switzerland, it's very far away if you go with the car 1 hour, mm-hmm. or if you drive 1 hour with the car. So
because it's so mountainous, or because everyone stays close to home?
Yeah, everyone is close, and 1 hour with the car is for a Swiss guy a big way.
Uh-huh.
And 2 hours it's very big, and 3 hours it's like holiday or something if you go to your holiday house or to Italy or something. So 3 hours is very far away, and so if the friends are on different places, it's also a little bit difficult to have a lot of contact, of course, with the mobile phone and call and WhatsApp. But on the end, everyone work, everyone have her own life, maybe family, kids and all. And then it's also a little bit difficult to see them a lot. And also my job is a job which I work a lot of time. So it's not always easy to have enough time for all the friends.
Right. Okay. So, and you became a famous cook. Your friends, what did they become? Did they become teachers or lawyers or gardeners or bartenders?
A lot of goes, how I told you at the beginning, to the security, for example, to the mm-hmm. police or special security or army or something. And the other, yes, like teacher or like, yes, normal jobs.
Do many become priests, for example, or brothers?
I would say not many, but from 100, maybe one or two.
Okay. Yeah, that's, yeah. And do you have reunions? Do you get together and, you know, see each other's families and see each other's small children and
Yes, we have. We have like groups, former Swissguard groups, for example, from the region of Zurich one, and then you have a different regions. I would say we have maybe 20 different groups, and you meet only the people in these groups. This is Switzerland.
Yeah, and are there special clubs, you know, where you get together for a beer on the first Sunday of the month or something
for example, like that? Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's a magical part of everybody's life where, you know, you're in your early 20s and, you know, many people go to university or many people go to the army or other kind of service. And they have, you know, they make friends and it's just a very formative time. And then you go back to your hometown and you go back to normal life. Did it increase your faith? Do you find yourself to be a more faithful Catholic having served in the Vatican for 2 years?
I think so, yes.
Well, those are all of my questions. And David, I am so pleased to meet you.
Welcome.
And I learned so much. I thought I knew, and I learned so much. I learned so much from you. So it has been a great honor for me
to
talk with you this morning and, well, this afternoon in Switzerland. And thank you so much for being part of Almost Good Catholics.
Yeah, and I was very glad when I saw the picture from your kids making this curry.
Yeah.
This was great.
Yeah, okay.
And greetings to your kids.
They will hear it. They will hear it. The recipes, I want everyone to check out this your YouTube channel. I'll put the link in our notes because the recipes look wonderful. And there's many Swiss dishes and traditional European dishes. And my wife doesn't eat red meat. So all these like things with beef and pork, I was like, I have to find something that we'll eat. And so we made
the chicken curry.
And it was
The YouTube channel is only a little bit for us to show a little bit, but we don't have time for all. So the most of my part I show on my Instagram page. So
okay, I will put that too.
On the end, I love all my recipes because when I don't like one recipe, I would not create it. I love, for me, private bread, fresh bread, good bread with butter. This is for me the best.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, David.
Welcome, Chris. Have a nice time. And yeah, all the best and God bless you.
Amen.
Nails, spear shall pierce him through the cross. Be born for me, for you. And hail, hail the Word made flesh, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
Chris Ordinets and David Geiser recorded this episode on Monday, August 30th, 2022. The same day, Mikhail Sergeyev Gorbachev died at 91, a man whom we credit, along with a handful of others, such as St. John Paul II, Ronald Reagan, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, folks like that, with the peaceful dissolution of the Soviet Union. Rest in peace. It was also the feast day of three Spanish martyrs, Saints Pelagius, Arsenius, and Silvanus, who died for the faith in the year 950, not far from the Benedictine monastery of Santo Domingo de Silos, and that stained glass window of the dog that is the logo for the podcast from www.english.op.org. Our music comes from Josh and Margot of the Great Space Coaster Band, gscoasterband.com. I'm Chris Ordinets. I'd love to hear from you at almostgoodcatholics@gmail.com. I thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.
This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard.